Hello, hello, and welcome back to Behind the Tech. I'm Ben Walker, and I'm here with Sarah Jane Lynn.
Hello, it's good to be here on this beautiful snowy day.
Yes, it is. It's quite the snowy day today. It is Friday, December 11th, 2020, and we're here today in the broadcast building on Gonzaga's campus, and more specifically, we're here in the podcast studio, thanks to Ethan McReynolds. A little shout out to him.
Yeah, thank you, Ethan.
Mm-hmm. And today, we're going to be talking about the Cybertruck. So the Cybertruck is Tesla's newest innovation brought out to the CEO, Elon Musk, and is quite the controversial topic, as Elon Musk thinks it is part of the future. Oh, Sarah told me to do that.
It was perfect.
It was perfect. But Sarah, when you first saw the Cybertruck in 2019, what were your first thoughts on it?
Well, my first initial thoughts were looking at it and saying, is this, you know, just to be different? We know Elon Musk likes to, you know, stand out and be something different. But going back and thinking about car or truck models specifically for the past 100 years, they all look the same.
They do.
So, you know, the initial idea was, oh, was this physical model of the Cybertruck chosen for a reason? Or was it chosen specifically to stand out and be different from the rest?
You've quite the engineering brain right there.
And I think we'll find that it was definitely done for the manufacturing reasons. You know, it wasn't just, you know, Elon Musk trying to stand out.
Yeah, kind of crazy. Well, going all the way back, Tesla was founded back in 2003 by engineers Martin Eberhard and Mark Ternopeg. And I definitely butchered those names. But they were actually the founders, and most people think that Elon Musk founded Tesla. But he joined very, very shortly after. And as an investor, and he became the chairman and CEO very quickly. So, yeah, good start for them in 2003. They started with a little sports car called the Tesla Roadster. They did that just to get money and capital to build more affordable cars, as they did in the future. They almost ran out of business like many, many times, and I guess we're just lucky they survived. But right now, their current lineup is the Model 3, which is their cheapest sedan model, which is like $35,000. It's quite a lot, but good for an EV of that sort. And they have the Model Y, X, and S. And in 2019, they added the newest edition, which is the Cybertruck.
And Tesla's mission throughout all of these cars has been, you know, their environmental impact. So they have a goal to release no carbon dioxide directly into the air, and as well as if we look at gas cars versus electric cars, the efficiency is around 60% versus for a gas car, it is under 20%. So that is a great difference when we think about the production of why electric cars should be used in environmentally choice.
Yeah.
And Tesla's mission is to accelerate the use of sustainable transport to the masses as soon as possible. So not just with these more expensive cars, but trying to make them more affordable so that they can be more widely used.
Yeah, that's really cool. And it's kind of crazy how electric car or gasoline cars now only have 20% efficiency.
Yeah.
They're losing so much energy to heat and just random stuff. Sounds like something out of the thermal class.
Exactly. So many irreversibilities.
Mm-hmm. So the Tesla truck was unveiled November 21st of 2019, and for people who haven't seen it, it's very rigid. There's no curves. It's all flat and something that looks like it's out of Blade Runner or some sci-fi novel. And what makes it different, like mechanically to a regular truck, is that it's a exoskeleton, which is like a unibody of a car, or a unibody as a frame, which is different to the normal trucks, which is a body-on-frame architecture, which is just like pretty much means that these trucks are dragging the drivetrain is dragging the body in the bed, which is obviously kind of inefficient. So this is kind of a acceleration of technology in that way.
Yeah, and Elon Musk's material of choice for this exoskeleton being their proprietary steel, which was a stainless steel alloy that is often referred to as an ultra-hard 30X cold-rolled stainless steel. So it has strengths in like how strong it is, so it prevents dents, it is corrosion resistant, and you know it has less possibilities for damage. As well, it is much more affordable for mm-hmm. manufacturing processes. So on Tesla's end, they're saving money. And on our end, we could still probably, or possibly, who knows, purchase this truck and see more. Yeah.
Well, in general, when they say cold rolling the stainless steel, it is the process of strengthening the metal just through like rolling and deforming it. And cold rolling means it's at room temperature or close to room temperature. And that makes it, especially with the thickness of this, makes it a lot harder. A lot more force is needed to actually bend the body. But the goal in doing this is to make sure the strength of the actual steel gets higher with deformed, when it's deformed. And that's due to, as it's deformed, the actual microstructure of the steel, the grains decrease, which leads to an increase of strength, among other different benefits.
Yeah, the cold rolling applies the stress beyond the material's elastic deformation limit. And so into the plastic range, where we can see that the structure will change its yield strength. And that, by in hand, is creating more strength, as Ben said.
Mm-hmm. And normal trucks, normal cars that you see on the road today, they usually have like a half a millimeter as the thickness of the steel. But the Cybertruck actually is around 3 or 4 millimeters thick, which is strong enough to actually stop a bullet from a handgun, which is insane.
Jeez, absolutely amazing.
I don't know why you need to do that.
Yeah,
but
how often is that happening?
Elon Musk is preparing us for whatever lies ahead.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk even mentioned during the product launch of the Cybertruck that the exoskeleton material of the vehicle, their proprietary stainless steel, is the same as the SpaceX Starship shell. Which
crazy.
Is absolutely amazing.
Literally so, driving a little spaceship.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it looks like one. So
it
has this material as it as well.
Mm-hmm. I think Elon said that when they go to Mars on SpaceX, Cybertrucks will be the rovers, which is a bold claim, but that'd be pretty cool.
I feel like I see it just in the futuristic looking of the model. Also, just an interesting part of the flat panels that the Cybertruck has, and as well as the straight lines that are connected from the welding processes, they reduce the need for a lot of stamping dies that we see in a lot of trucks that create the more rounded edges and everything. And as a result, there's actually a figure here from an associates, and it says that, which is an expert in competitive benchmarking, estimates that if Tesla sells about 50,000 units in 1 year, they can save almost $60 million by limiting the use of blanking and stamping dies. Yeah.
That's a lot.
So more and more making it capable to the masses, because if they're saving money, they can, you know, sell it for a lot less.
Yeah. So. Elon's a pretty good engineer and doing all these new things and saving money and, you know,
absolutely.
Doing his thing.
Another non-traditional form of the manufacturing that we see from Elon Musk is the use of water jet cutting and laser cutting that is not quite often seen for cutting panels. And water jet cutting is an abrasive form of cutting that uses a high pressure jet of water at a high velocity, taking advantage of the pressure drop that occurs in a nozzle. And so this is definitely different than a lot of what we see, because it's not really a, you know, traditional form of cutting. And so once again, Elon Musk coming out with some great engineering tools that we haven't seen in a lot of production before.
Mm-hmm. And thinking about like the future, I don't know if many cars should do this in the future. While it does save money, it's very thick, very strong. I don't, for like sedans, sports cars, stuff like that, they don't need bulletproof walls. They don't need that stuff. So sticking to the traditional might be fine for cars like that, everyday use. But heavy-duty trucks, just trucks in general, this could be the future down the road, where this sort of futuristic look could be what we see.
Could be definitely modernized. And other manufacturers may be looking into trying to do that for trucks. Yeah, I definitely think it is a little bit of a too much for regular sedans as well.
Yeah, that'd be quite a lot. But any last words?
I'm excited to see the Cybertruck on the road. I'm curious as to how many people are just, you know, going in and really wanting one of these, or if it's kind of just too crazy, you know, is it?
Mm-hmm. I hope to see them on the road. They're pretty cool.
So, yeah.
I want to see them. I think they're starting production in late 2021. So maybe end of the year we'll see some, but I hope so. And I hope that lots of other car manufacturers see this and see that engineering can be like progressed.
Yeah,
and
we don't just gotta.
You can think out of the box.
Exactly.
Pretty cool.
Exactly.
Well, I hope everybody listening learned a lot about the ins and outs of Tesla and the Cybertruck, and we hope to see you again soon. Goodbye.
This was
Behind the Tech. Have a good one. This episode was sponsored by Gonzaga University School of Engineering and Applied Sciences.
Cease!